going to be completely honest with you. The idea of launching right now is absolutely overwhelming and exhausting to me. That is why I have completely focused on going evergreen with my business and creating an evergreen funnel that will help me have a steady stream of cash that is increasing month over month without having to launch. So if I do launch, which I could at some point, there's nothing wrong with launches, but if I do launch, it's all going to be extra and I don't want to have to launch. So if you're kind of in that boat and you are exhausted from launching and you would love to have steady cash flow in your business that is growing month over month, and you're curious if an evergreen funnel might work for you, then this podcast is totally for you. In this episode, I'm going to dive into what an evergreen funnel makes possible and why I think every bright entrepreneur should have at least one evergreen funnel in their business. Welcome to the Bright Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast for online entrepreneurs who want to make both income and an impact, who believe we are brighter together and can make our greatest impact in the world by sharing our vision and empowering people to join us in it instead of trying to do it all alone. We'll talk about how to grow your business with intention, simplicity, and focus, with less hustle and more lifestyle design. If you're an action taker who is ready for a higher level of conversation and are ready to get out of the messy middle and create a lightweight, thriving business that makes a real impact in the world, then you are a bright entrepreneur and this podcast is for you. My name is Jamie Bright, and I can't wait to share the wisdom and tips from my own experience and from the Bright Entrepreneur community with you. So let's dive right in. So most people, when they start their business, they tend to launch one-off products. It's stressful. You always need to find new clients. You don't have steady cash flow. And it's just hard to know if it's always going to work. But this is what's being taught in the online industry space. And I did this for years. The nice thing about it is you can make a whole heck of a lot of money in a short amount of time. I think the biggest amount of income I made was over $350,000 in just like 4 days. Like that's it, real fast. And you could do this. This is how I got to seven figures in a year. I would do multiple six-figure launches 3 to 4 times per year, which is how I got to seven figures in 1 year. Now it was great because having all that money come in a short time is wonderful, but it was also really not awesome because in between launches, I wasn't bringing in a lot of money. Yes, I had my membership, but my membership was a back-end membership, and so it was much smaller and it wasn't enough to cover my monthly expenses. Plus, every month, a few people would leave. So unless I was opening up my membership and growing it, it was always decreasing a little bit as well. So a membership can be a great way to have a little bit more steady cash flow, and it was nice to have some of that. But if I was relying on a launch model, it was still going to be the peaks and valleys, and it wasn't steadily increasing month over month. And that's my goal starting over now with this Bright Entrepreneur podcast, with the Bright Entrepreneur movement that I'm creating and the Brighter Together Masterminds, is that I want to have steady income that's increasing month over month. I don't want one really low month, one really high month. I'd rather have something steady that's growing and not just steady and slightly decreasing unless I launch. And so for me, coming into this season of my life and this new business, I've been focused on having a membership. So I do have recurring income and income that continues on without having to always find new clients. But I'm also focused on creating an evergreen funnel instead of a launch model so that I can have that income be increasing month over month. I can have new clients coming in all the time. So it's kind of like winning on the back end with the recurring income and the membership, but also winning on the front end in that I have new customers coming in every month. Now, the reason I'm doing this is because I have lived the launch model in the past. I have done it and it works great, but it was so stressful. And yes, you can save up a whole lot of money and then live off that for several months in a row, which is totally what I did. But when I switched over to Evergreen in my photography business, and I started having an increase in revenue month over month without having to launch at all, it was a huge game changer. And that's really what I want for you. That's really what I see the brightest entrepreneurs doing in the industry. And that's honestly what I see almost everyone in my Brighter Together Mastermind doing right now. They are either building or running an evergreen funnel along with the other things that they're doing in their business. In fact, we just had a Brighter Together Mastermind retreat. It was our 3-day annual retreat for the year. And my buddy Levi came in and shared with us how he has grown his membership to over 15,000 members. And he's only using an evergreen funnel to do that. One funnel is producing almost 1,000 new members every month. And his membership is growing like crazy. And it's a super simple process. Now that the funnel is set up and they've got their delivery nailed, they are working very few hours a week. Levi himself works less than a day a week. So he's doing about 4 hours a week. And they don't have this massive team because it's such a simple model. So it was fun to have him come in and share how he's doing that, how this has allowed him to create the lifestyle he wants. And he never has to launch. So it is a lot of work to set one up. I'm not going to beat around the bush with that. And it's rare that they work immediately out the gate. But they absolutely can work if you tweak a few things and figure it out. Once you figure out what's working, you can really go deep with that moving forward. And honestly, it's far less risky than launching all the time because you see when things shift as you're running this evergreen model, as opposed to launching where if you only launch every few months or worse yet, once a year, and something changes and no longer works, and you're putting all of your eggs or most of your eggs in that yearly launch, then you're really going to struggle if you have a much lower launch than normal. And that happens to every entrepreneur I know, by the way. After about 3 or 4 years of something working well, sometimes 5 if it's really going well, launches that have worked in the past, something tends to change, whether it's the Facebook ads platform like we saw this last year, or whatever it is, a tactic that may have worked in the past, which no longer works, something tends to change to make the results go down. And I cannot think of a single entrepreneur that I know who's been doing this long term who hasn't seen at least one launch, possibly several, really struggle and not hit the same targets it had the year prior. It's totally normal. But when you're running an evergreen funnel, the beautiful thing is you're not blindsided by a bad launch. You're not suddenly struggling to say, oh my gosh, our result, you know, if you're expecting at least the same or higher results and you don't get that, you're not struggling to figure out how you're going to pay for your team or how are you going to do the other things. Because with Evergreen, because it's running all the time, you actually see the changes in real time and you can adjust and shift before it becomes a big thing. It's really, really much less stressful. I love Evergreen funnels. I want to talk a little bit about why I think having an evergreen funnel is so vital for every bright entrepreneur out there. First and foremost, it's less stressful. It gives you a far more sustainable lifestyle. You don't have to hustle in the same way because once it's built, you can continue using it and just tweak it along the way. You don't have to do big, crazy launch pushes where it totally wears you out. I know for me, when I was launching, it was a solid 6-week push. There was the pre-launch time when we were getting people to sign up. There was actually doing the challenge, or sometimes I did live videos or whatever it was. I've done all sorts of different launch mechanisms, but the most recent one in my photography business was a 7-day challenge. It was awesome, but it was so all-consuming. And then there was a week of sales afterwards where I'm doing live videos and we're doing Q&As, we're sending emails, we're doing all the things in the community. And it was big. It was a solid 6-week push, sometimes 8 when we were really on the ball. And then we'd get everybody in the door and we'd start the course and then we'd have 6 weeks of delivering the course. And then we did our membership launch. And so it was just a cycle of launching, 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 and then delivery. And then we hardly got a break because then we would start thinking about going into pre-launch for the next course. And it was great money, but it was exhausting. And those launch weeks, especially during the challenge in open cart, I was working super long hours, as was my team. And while it was super fun and we got to reach a ton of people and we made a lot of money, it was exhausting. I don't think I have the emotional capacity to do that right now like I used to. And that's really frustrating. I mean, I know at some point I'll be able to do that again, But I don't want to have to launch. I don't want to have to rely on launch income coming in order for me to pay my bills, to pay my team, and to do all the things that I want to do. So this is why an evergreen funnel is so vital. Man, it takes so much stress away when you have that income coming in every month that's growing at least a little bit every month. It's really, really beautiful. And when you do this, you're less likely to actually burn out because it is sustainable. You don't have to worry as much about cash flow, and you can create a lifestyle around more rhythms. So when you have steady cash flow growth, the stress that really is relieved is so huge. And so I cannot stress how important it is enough. The other nice thing about this, though, that I didn't realize when I was first building my first evergreen funnel is that once your evergreen funnel is built and it's being maintained, it's so much less work going forward to just tweak things here and there and just to monitor it than to have to launch over and over again. So you have lots of extra time to focus on serving your people instead of always feeling like you're selling to them. So it allows you to take the time to create a far better experience for them. Now, I know that if you have people coming into your course or membership all the time, you're going to have to spend some time adjusting your onboarding process. And it might feel strange if you've always done a big cohort of people and onboarded them and done a lot of live stuff to onboard them, but you absolutely can create an amazing onboarding experience for new members where they're coming in every single day and it's not going to affect the culture of the group. I promise you can do it. Going into that is far beyond the scope of this podcast. So I'm going to let you know that it's possible. It can be done. My friend Levi is a great example of it. I was able to create an onboarding process that works seamlessly without me touching it and built that community and culture into our new members right away. So they felt like they knew what they were doing without me having to do that. So you can do it for an evergreen funnel. Don't say you can't. It does take some intentionality. But once you've got people coming in all the time, you have time to focus on what the onboarding process should look like and then really go deep with nurturing your current clients. It's a wonderful thing to feel like you can step away from having to sell all the time to really focusing on the clients that you really want to serve and helping them get results. It's beautiful. I didn't even think about that until it was working. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to sell anymore. I can literally, like, the evergreen funnel is selling for me. I did the work once. I tweaked it. I adjusted it. I tested it until it was working really well and profitably. And then I was able to focus fully on loving on my people. And that's where I shine. And that's what I love most. So it's a huge benefit as you are creating your business that you don't have to be selling all the time. Once you build it, you just have to tweak it in the future here and there to continue making it work well. It's less work for you overall. You don't have to launch ever again if you don't want to. But the nice thing is, if you do, all of that income is extra. So it's not something you have to have. It's extra on top of what you've already got coming in that's covering your expenses. And so much of the stress of launching is reduced. If you decide just to do a quick little launch, it's no big deal. You don't have to do all the bells and whistles because you know that the results honestly don't matter. And when you are coming from that place of not being dependent on the income that comes in, this funny thing happens where you tend to get phenomenal results with less effort because there isn't that stress. You're making better decisions and you're launching from a healthier place. And so the results tend to be healthier and better anyways. It's really bizarre, but it always seems to work that way. So the nice thing is everything gets simpler. Yes, there's work putting it together, but it's absolutely worth it to have a simpler, more profitable, stabler business. Here's the things that I hear from people when I talk to them about evergreen funnels. How are you going to know that it's actually going to work? If you are launching and you're getting clients or you've got something that already sells that you're selling somehow and you're getting people in the door, whether it's a mini workshop or whatever it is, you can create an evergreen funnel that's going to work as well. So if you found a way to sell your product now that's working, you can absolutely create an automated evergreen funnel to sell it for you every single day. Okay. Even if it's a challenge, even if it's a high touch thing, you can find a way to use an evergreen funnel to do it. I promise you, you can convert it because you've got the messaging and you've got the conversion mechanism that works. And so it's really just a matter of testing and playing with it to convert it into evergreen. Some people are really concerned about how much it's going to cost before it starts working. In order for you to have clients coming in on an ongoing basis, You need to be growing your audience on an ongoing basis and have this funnel set up so that they will get an offer for your membership or your course or whatever it is you're selling regularly at specific intervals so that they buy. A lot of people use cold traffic and pay for ads to get people into their webinar or their challenge or whatever they're using as a conversion asset in their evergreen funnel to get more buyers and to get people in. And so people are concerned that if they set up an evergreen funnel, it's going to cost them a lot of money to figure out the ads piece and how to make that work. And they're not sure if their evergreen funnel is going to perform in the same way that their launches have been. When I created my 5-step scaling system, which is a free guide for you, if you want to check that out, it's at howtoscaleguide.com. I actually recommend that you create your evergreen funnel and then test it with your warm audience, the people who already know, like, and love you, to see if it works. And if that works and you get sales using that with the people who already know you, one, you've got some money in the door from the thing that you can use to spend on ads without it costing you anything, right? So it's kind of like a way of gaining income to start growing without having spent any money up front because you've already got this audience. But two, it's also going to tell you if this might work or not. If you can get an evergreen funnel to work with your warm audience, you can absolutely get it to work with a cold audience. Now, it might not work out the gate right away because you might need to warm people up first before they buy, but that's just a matter of testing and adjusting the evergreen funnel. That's totally doable. If you can get your funnel to work with your warm audience, you can absolutely make it profitable. It's a beautiful indication. It helps you know if you can spend money on this and make it work before you ever put a penny down. Because if it doesn't work with your warm audiences, then you don't use that funnel. You adjust it, you play with it, you test it before you ever spend a penny to see. So it's a really beautiful way to spend as little money as possible to test if this is going to work and to even have some money up front in order to do this. And I explain all of that in the 5-step scaling system in the free guide that I give you. Like I said, it's at howtoscaleguide.com. You can go there, put in your best email address, and get a copy of the PDF where I walk you through each of the 5 steps in the 5-step scaling system, as well as provide a free audio if you prefer to listen. Since you're a podcast listener, you might. So I'll actually read it to you if you prefer to listen to the whole thing. And that's going to walk you through each of the steps you need to follow in order to create a profitable evergreen scaling system. So definitely go check it out. The other thing that I hear is a lot of people are afraid of designing a funnel. It's overwhelming to them. They don't know how to design it. They're not sure if what they design is going to work. So actually talk about how you might do that in that same guide. If you didn't get it yet, howtoscaleguide.com will get you a free copy. So go check that out now. Now, the other thing I will mention is that it's really helpful to be surrounded by experienced and successful entrepreneurs who are already doing evergreen funnels. I actually worked with, I think, 4 or 5 different entrepreneurs who met with me weekly in kind of a mini mastermind as I was creating my evergreen funnel, my first one. And we met every week. We are all creating evergreen funnels. We would meet for accountability. We'd share what was working, what wasn't. And we were really open with each other and trusted each other so that I know there are things I did differently that saved me money because I didn't make mistakes that they told me about because of their experience having run evergreen funnels in the past. And as we are building things, somebody could say, oh, do you guys know how to do this? Or what's the best software for this? So that we could actually compare and contrast and use similar softwares so that we weren't doing all the research and work alone. It was beautiful. And if this is something that you'd like to be a part of, what I've found is that most of the entrepreneurs in my Bright Entrepreneur Mastermind are currently creating evergreen funnels in their business as well. This is because they want to create a lifestyle that gives them the freedom that they want, a steady stream of cash so they don't have stress. They want their business to be simpler, and they don't want to have to hustle all the time and launch. And they regularly are sharing about their experience so the entire group can benefit. If this is something that sounds good to you, you might consider reaching out and talking to me about the Brighter Together Mastermind because it might be perfect for you. Now, I want to let you know it's highly curated by me, meaning I don't let just anybody in, and it's invite only. And this is because it's so important when you are more advanced as an entrepreneur to know that the people who are giving you advice are speaking from experience and have actually been successful in what they're doing, or they're currently doing it at the same time as you. And they're not just regurgitating something they've heard from some guru in the marketplace. They actually are sharing what has or hasn't worked for them. And so this is why I'm so careful about who I bring into the mastermind, because I want people who are willing to help. I want people who are successful. I don't want somebody to come in who has all the success and feel like they're the smartest person in the room and all they're doing is paying a lot of money to give advice without actually getting anything helpful in return. I know for me, being in a mastermind of high-level entrepreneurs was a game changer. I had taken almost all the education stuff out there. I knew what I was doing, but I needed that mastermind in order to really accelerate fast, because it could be a mirror to me. It was really beautiful. My Brighter Together Mastermind is for people who are already selling something profitably, but they want to work less and make more money, and they want more impact on their clients. This is for people who've taken lots of education and they're tired of being in groups where they are the smartest person in the room, and they're looking to be surrounded by experienced and successful entrepreneurs like them who are having a high level of conversation that you just don't find in the course groups, foreign free groups for sure. It's just not there. These people are action takers. They believe in helping each other and they engage in groups and aren't just wallflowers, because in a mastermind, if you're just sitting there and listening and not giving anything, you're not the kind of person that I want to have in there. This is really for highly engaged people who are willing to both give but also take and are willing to ask questions and be vulnerable and get answers to their stuff. So this is honestly part of why it's not cheap, because when you pay attention, and the more you pay, the more attention you pay. So the community and the mastermind really only works when people are engaged, both by asking the questions they have, but also sharing the experiences they have with others in the group. So if you are looking for business friends who actually get it, who are doing the work and are getting real results, people who value fun and freedom and creating the lifestyle they want and not just building a business that keeps them busy and hustling all the time. And if you're ready to invest in yourself and your business so that you can have that deeper level of conversation and that faster growth, I would love to talk to you about possibly joining the Brighter Together Mastermind. I want to get to know you a little bit. I want to hear about your business. I'm going to give you all the details about it. But if you're a good fit and I can see that you're a bright entrepreneur who's going places, I will invite you into a Brighter Together Mastermind group. If you're not a good fit, I'll let you know why. I'll tell you if you just need to work a little bit more and get some more results and experience under your belt or whatever it is. And I have absolutely turned people away because curating this group is the most important thing I do. But if you want to hear more and see if maybe you'd be a good fit and would like to request an invitation to join the mastermind, reach out to me at wearebrightertogether.com and let's chat. I'm going to give you all the details when you go there. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions just to get to know you a little bit more. And if you're a good fit, then we'll talk about getting you that invitation. If you're not sure if you're ready yet, just know that I've got another podcast episode coming soon to help you decide, but I'm happy to chat about that even when you reach out to me. So go ahead, reach out, wearebrightertogether.com. I would love to talk to you and see if a mastermind, specifically Brighter Together Mastermind, would be a good fit for you. With that, if you haven't yet gotten the 5 steps system to scaling your business the right way, so you can learn my 5-step scaling system, definitely go get that right now. Why have you not gotten that? That is at howtoscaleguide.com. It's going to walk you through how to design your funnel. What assets do you need? Honestly, if you've been launching, you can probably take a lot of those assets and just modify them slightly for your evergreen funnel. So it may not even be that much work to set up. It's going to talk about the different softwares you need to go evergreen. It's going to talk about how do you test it? What numbers do you need to follow? And then how do you really scale and grow it? All without hiring a huge team. You should have this in place first before you're hiring your team. And all without adding a ton of new processes to your business, because until you know what you're doing and what's going to work, that stuff isn't necessarily going to be helpful. You're going to be way more helpful having this strategy in place first and then seeing where you need help. Maybe you want somebody to collect the numbers, whatever it is. So that guide is going to walk you through a ton of that. howtoscaleguide.com. It's totally free. I'm not selling an in-depth course on scaling. I only have this Brighter Together Mastermind where we come together and are working on this together. So go check that out. It's really great. Tons of information. I know you're going to love it. Thanks for listening today. Just remember, my friend, we truly are brighter together, and the world needs us. So let's go out and make it brighter.